Skywarn active.
This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. There remains a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 12:45 p.m. for northeastern Harnett County and western Johnston County. In a 12:05 p.m., Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Coatesville, about 7 miles east of Lillington, moving northeast at 30 south hailing winds in excess of 58 miles per hour.
PCRN, repeater WB4TQD, Raleigh, power, fail.
Size, diameter or larger, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees or building or roof damage. Central Carolina Skywarn is in standby mode at this time and the repeater will be free from normal amateur activity. However, please leave longer breaks between transmissions from the Skywarn traffic and please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Good afternoon.
This is the WB4TQD repeater.
The time is 12:30 p.m.
This is N8VKK. Go ahead. WX4MMM. Dick, I can barely hear you. Real scratching the repeater. Please transmit again.
KD4JW relay.
Jose, go ahead. WX4MMM.
Repeater almost time out with the power failure, but obviously it's still working. But that's the message the repeater was doing while you were transmitting.
Okay, Jose, I'll repeat that warning then. Appreciate that. WX4MMM.
Also, let you know, we're about Crossroad and Highway 1 in Cary. We start getting pretty good lining.
Okay, I'm interested in getting hail.
No problem. You get, I think that. Your communication is not breaking in, but I'll let you know.
With your station trying to contact Skywarn, if you boost your power, appreciate it. WX4MMM. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 12:45 p.m. for northeastern Harnett County and western Johnston County. Again, at 12:05 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located over Coates, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. And the Weather Service is looking for reports. We're looking for reports of hail of any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger, measured wind speed 50 miles per hour or greater, measured rainfall of 1 inch an hour or more, flooding, flash flooding where normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and building and roof damage. Please relay those reports to net control WX4MMM. Out there trying to contact Skywarn, you're barely making the repeater. You need to change your location or up your power. Certainly can't copy the transmission. WX4MMM. I believe I heard a station at KF4 station. Go ahead, WX4MMM.
Yeah, I'm portable. It's George Lane. I just want to make sure I can get in.
Yeah, I can copy barely, WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
All right, appreciate it. Right now we just had a line of rain and thunder come through. Nothing severe. Thanks. Can't for you.
The new update from the Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm in eastern Wake County until 1 p.m. And at 12:30 p.m., the National Weather Service stopped the radar and indicated a severe thunderstorm over Garner, or about 11 miles south of Raleigh, moving northeast at 40 miles per hour. Penny size hail and winds of 58 miles per hour. Storm locations impacted include Knightdale, New Hope, Roseville, and Wake Forest. W4MMM Central County Skywarn looking for reports including hail of any size, measured wind speeds greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, any damage caused by these thunderstorms. Please relay reports to WX4MMM Central County Skywarn.
Net control, KR4JO, assisted EC out of Craven County.
Craven County Station, go ahead, WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Yes, I'm mobile. I'm on 40 at mile marker 304, just off of 70. I'm coming out of it now, but there is hail falling. Could not get a size on it. It was felt like on the top of the truck, it felt like at least pea size to slightly larger hail. I'm coming out of it now at mile marker 305, but there's severe lightning and is hail at on I-40 at 70.
Okay, appreciate that report. So hail probably at least pea size or larger. And please come back to your call sign.
Roger, it's Kilo Romeo 4, Japan, Ontario.
Roger, copy that. KR4, Juliet, Oscar, Neil mile marker 304 and 305, at least pea-size hail. Appreciate that report. WX4MMM.
Roger, it's clearing the further we go on 40, but closer back to 70, to the other side of 70, I would imagine would be the rougher side. It's clearing up now.
Okay, appreciate that information, WX4MMM.
Mobile, report.
N8VKK.
Debris on the highway, an
I-40
going eastbound,
east carrying
a hail, possibly nickel, in Winchester, severe wind twisting
the terrain. Nick, I couldn't quite catch your location. I just heard a nickel-sized report. Go ahead for your location.
I'm on I-40 at exit 287. I'm taking on nickel-sized hail with visibility less than half a mile, and I've got flying off the treetops, coming at me, probably small branches, not bigger than less than a quarter inch, and I've got wind shear, severe wind shear.
Now, one more time, what exit were you on I-40?
Between exit 540, interstate 542, exit number 287, it's continuing north northeast.
Exit 287, 540.
Okay, got that. Appreciate that, Jose. Near 540 and exit 287, nickel-sized hail, small limbs, possibly quarter-inch diameter. Jose, could you copy that?
Not negative. I'm moving around so you can stay here in crossroads.
Uh, Nick, I just can't pick you up. I think the atmosphere is causing your signal to be attenuated. I appreciate that report, WX4MMN.
This is KE4QOK.
Skywarn, go ahead.
Yes, this is KE4QOK. I'm at White Oak and 70 in Garner, and starting about 8 minutes ago, we were having quarter to golf ball size hail here. It's stopped now. It caught me away from the radio. And there was some relatively strong wind. Didn't last long, but there was fairly large hail.
Okay, that was White Oak, and what was the other interception?
White Oak and Route 70, just east of Garner, at just behind White Oak Shopping Center.
Yeah, I got that location. We're having the golf ball size hail, but it has ended.
Yes, it has ended.
Appreciate that report, and come back to your call sign one more time.
The call is KE4QOK.
Thank you for that report, WX4MNM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
KE4JWF, right here in Golden Corral area in Cary. High winds, visibility, I don't even can tell, like 15 feet in front of me, maybe.
Okay, Zay, let me know if you get any hail in that area or down tree limbs. Appreciate that, WX4MMM.
Yes, I just repositioning my car to get away from the tree line.
WX4MMM from AJ9F.
Rick, go ahead, AJ9F.
Yeah, we got 8/10 of an inch of rain here in Fuquay in the 15-minute period starting at 12:25. It'll be Highway 55 near Windham Drive, WINDHAM, AJ9F.
Okay, appreciate that report, WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Skywarn from 84XE. Central Carolina Skywarn from 84XE. E4XE clear.
84XE, KI4OCF, I'm copying you. You might want to try again.
Okay, just had somebody on 640 who wanted to relay some information. Not sure how pertinent it is. You may already have the report. He was on I-540 around exit 247, said there was debris in the roadway and nickel to dime size hail. Did you copy that?
No, I did not. Go ahead, please.
Individual.
Okay, that's a second-hand report.
I'm relaying it from an individual who was actually at that location.
And you have the time on that?
About 3 minutes ago.
WX4NC from AVKKM, can you copy?
Okay, let me finish this last report. What was your call sign?
Alpha Delta 4 X-ray Echo, the station was on 6-4, asked me to relay. He was an N-8 call sign. I didn't copy all of it, but I thought I'd hop over and let you know.
That may be the other station on frequency. N-8 VKK?
Yeah, Bob, I tried to find a spot where I can actually get it.
Okay, but we do have a nickel to dime size hail report near 540 and exit 247.
-8. Okay, he's saying negative, so, you know, maybe you can get back any closer.
That
sounded like what he said on 6-4-4-X-E.
WX4MMM, KF4OCF.
Yeah, for OCF.
I got a report here, quarter to golf ball size hail near the intersection of New Bern Avenue, Highway 64, and New Hope Road in East Northeast Raleigh. Copy.
New Bern Avenue at New Hope Road, golf ball size hail. Is that occurring currently?
It just started about 1 minute ago.
Okay, appreciate that report. WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, 84XE.
84XE, go ahead.
Yeah, you may want to scratch that entire report I gave you. That's why I don't like relaying. He hopped in and said negative on that, so maybe I misunderstood him when he was on 6-4, but maybe he'll get in closer and give you an accurate report.
Okay, appreciate that. Fine time, WX4MMM. Nick, go ahead, yeah, and copy better now. Go ahead. Breaking up, all of your stations can relay that report.
Well, I'm seeing directly through the
6-4
repeater now.
Okay, maybe you can go to 6-4 and someone can relay that to me. Appreciate that, Nick. WX4MMM.
Skywarn active.
X4NC, K4JVP.
K4JVP, go ahead, John.
Hey, Bob. Near the intersection of Duplin and Wade Avenue, we've gotten a small amount of pea-sized hail.
Duplin and Wade Avenue, small size, pea-sized hail. Is it still coming down?
It was just very short-lived, probably 30 seconds of that.
Okay, thanks, John. WX4MMM.
K4JVP.
WX4MMM, since we've got a lot of reports, we're going into a directed net at this time, so we're looking for severe weather reports only. WX4MMM, and there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Eastern Wake County to 1 a.m. WX4MMM. Update, severe thunderstorm warning for Northwestern Johnston and Northeastern Harnett County expired at 12:45 p.m. and a severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect for the area until 6 p.m. and a severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Wake County is in effect until 1 p.m. WX4MMM.
WX4MMM. WX4MMM.
KR4AJ, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Yes, this is KR4AJ on approximately Highway 55 in Morrisville, Carpenter Road, and we're just getting more than the usual lightning. But I guess the main reason I'm calling is to make sure that my station is still contacting. I haven't used it for several months. Over.
Yeah, you're making fine, but we're in a direct net because there's a severe thunderstorm warning effect. So if you observe any severe weather that meets criteria, please give us a call, WX4MMN.
Roger, this is KR4AJ.
The severe thunderstorm warning for eastern Wake County has been extended out to 1:30 p.m. At 12:51 p.m., National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from Purnell to Garner, or along a line extending from 7 miles southeast of Creedmoor to 12 miles south of Raleigh, moving northeast at 50 miles per hour. Hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour likely with this storm. Again, severe thunderstorm warning Texas at 1:30 p.m. for eastern Wake County. And again, the main threat is quarter-size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. If any stations observe those severe weather criteria, please call Net Control, WX4MMM.
Skywarn Command from and to Osaro.
I believe that was N2RSO. Go ahead, WX4MMM.
The Six Forks, or land between Six Forks and Falls of Neuse, we've got road debris around and some minor flooding on the road. A lot of road debris going out, branches and such on here. NLG-017, Skywarn ID.
Okay, so some branches, have any idea the size of those branches, the diameters?
Small quarter to half inch diameter.
And you mentioned flooding, has it current deep or how deep is the water on the streets?
Approximately quarter to half inch as well.
Okay, appreciate that report, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM from W2 Tango, Juliet Hotel.
Juliet Hotel Station, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Okay, I'm headed south. This is W2TJH. I'm headed south on 85 south at about mile 169. I just want to report that it has been raining heavily. Now the rain has let up a little bit. No sign of any hail, and the roads are very wet, but other than that, traffic is moving well. W2TJH, name is Lyman.
Okay, Lyman, appreciate that information. WX4MMM, Central County Skywarn, looking for severe weather reports. Appreciate that information. Conditions change. Please get back in touch with Skywarn, WX4MMM.
QSL.
WX4MMM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, WX4MMM. Go ahead, Virginia.
Bob, I'm available if you need any assistance. At this point in time, I'm back in the car. So if you have any criteria, severe weather reports that you need to call in and you need someone to serve as NCO while you do that, I'll be happy to assist you.
Virginia, that'd be great. I got two reports I need to call in, so if you'll monitor for a minute or two, I would appreciate it. WX4MMM.
You're so welcome. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria severe weather reports.
Skywarn Command from N2 Osaro.
This is Skywarn. Go ahead.
Ma'am, be advised, Falls of Neuse and Lynn Road, we've got flooding, major flooding, approximately up to car door level at one point. We have several cars on the side of the road, may have stalled out. NLG-017, Skywarn ID.
Okay, so you have flooding near Falls of the Neuse and Lynn Road, and the water level comes up to the car door, is that correct?
That's affirmative, at that intersection specifically.
Is the interception blocked?
It's affirmative. On the far right, we have four disabled motor vehicles.
Okay, I copy. And let me have your call sign again, phonetically, please.
Call sign, November 2, Sierra, Romeo Oscar, visiting from New Jersey. New Jersey, Skywarn ID is Nancy Lima Golf 017.
Okay, I appreciate that report very much. If you have further reports, please call us back. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
Received.
NC4VA, KI4OVO.
Johnston County, Inland VGA.
Hey, I may have heard two stations in there. N1VGY, go ahead.
I just thank you for the rain. I'll see you at Ryers tomorrow.
Good deal. Thanks, Dick. Did you have a report?
It's raining.
Okay. And let me catch this other station, too. Is there another station calling Skywarn?
Yes, NC4VA. This is KI4ODO.
ODO, go ahead.
Okay, I'm on Rollsville Road between Rollsville and Wendell. We've got what appears to be probably downdraft winds or straight line winds, very heavy. We've got some debris in the roads, branches approximately quarter inch diameter, some maybe a little larger, very heavy wind, but we do have debris.
Okay, so several branches, quarter inch in diameter. On the road, and give me that road again. You said you were between Rollsville and Wendell.
Yes, ma'am. It's Rollsville Road, between Rollsville and Wendell. Very heavy wind, difficult driving, and the branch is now quarter to a half inch in size.
I copy, and you said wind, so it makes driving difficult. And what's the closest intersection to you on Rollsville Road?
It would probably be Rollsville Road and Highway 64, but we're leaving there, heading into Rollsville right now.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that report. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, Virginia, I'm back.
Okay, go ahead, Bob, and I have two reports that I'll go ahead and call in, and then I'll be standing by should you need me. NC4VA.
KB4BZ.
KB4BZ. Jim, go ahead. WX4MMM.
Yeah, Virginia just got a call for Falls and Neuse intersection, Lynn Road. I really believe that's Spring Forest, Falls and Neuse. Under very heavy rain, that intersection tends to flood out. We have just had, since I live about a block and a half away, we've had a really heavy rain. Right now we're undergoing a fair amount of thunder and lightning. That rain has moved out, but that intersection should probably in 30 minutes be clear.
Okay, Jim, appreciate that update. And we've got a couple flooding reports already into the Weather Service, so appreciate that update, WX4MMM. And we have a new warning that just has come out. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Vance County until 1:30 p.m. At 1 p.m., National Weather Service stop and radar indicated severe thunderstorm over Kittrell, or about 10 miles south of Henderson, moving northeast at 30 miles an hour. Penny-sized hail and winds of excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with the storm. Locations impacted include Hillsboro, South Henderson, Henderson, Middleborough, and Kittrell. Again, severe thunderstorm warning until 1:30 p.m. for Vance County, and boaters on Carr Reservoir should keep safe harbor or prepare for very strong winds. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Just a quick update. There is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 1:30 p.m. for Eastern Wake County, and severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 1:30 for Vance County, Central Carolina Skywarn. There is a, most of the areas under a severe thunderstorm watch until 6 p.m. this evening as well. We're looking for severe weather reports. That includes hail of any size or larger, measured wind speeds of 50 miles per hour or greater, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give us beginning and ending times of that measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and approximate diameter in building and roof damage. WX4MMM, Central County Skywarn. And again, we're in a directed net at this current time with multiple warnings and reports. WX4MMM.
4MMM, KI4OCF.
KI4OCF, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Bob, I just wanted to report about 10 minutes ago we got some wind damage amounting to a couple pieces of siding being blown off houses, garbage cans in the street. And I've seen up to 1 inch pine branches broken off and plenty of little debris in the road here.
And Scott, what's that location?
Corner of New Hope Road and New Bern Avenue, Highway 64, East Northeast Raleigh.
Okay, so I actually saw a house with some siding peeled off.
Yes, sir. Just a couple pieces of siding and some tree branches and lots of regular debris.
Okay, appreciate that information. WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, W4DNA.
Go ahead, WX4MMM.
Bob, this is Dave. We've got everybody accounted for. We're cleared from the 280 pickle, and I appreciate your watching over us.
Okay, glad you had a successful venture out there at WX4MMM.
Roger, we just had the last 75-mile rider come in, and so everyone's accounted for. The storm's just starting to roll in good on us now, so we'll be down. I'll watch for any severe weather and send you reports. You have yourself a great day. Stay dry, my friend, W4DNA.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Again, WX4MMM, we got two warnings in effect in this area at this current time. A severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Vance County until 1:30 p.m., and a severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Wake County until 1:30 p.m. as well. And WX4MMM standing by for a severe weather report.
Scott Warren, command from N2SRO, securing from that.
Okay, roger, WX4MMM.
KG4FTT.
KG4FTT, Thomas, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Reminder that we do have also another warning for Franklin County until 1:30. KG4FTT, back to net control.
Okay, hold on please. Thanks, Thomas, WX4MMM. Station calling Skywarn, go ahead, WX4MMM. Station, try again, you're really scratchy. Go ahead.
This is NABKK Mobile.
Okay, Nick, go ahead, I'm ready to copy your report.
We got a house fire started by lightning over here in Briar Creek. Weather emergency vehicles are already here on the scene.
Okay, appreciate that. Glad they already arrived on the scene. Thanks, Nick, WX4MMM.
Net control, this is KI4ODO.
KI4ODO, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Okay, so I got a secondhand report from my wife who's on Peach Orchard Road between Youngsville and Lewisburg, more near Lewisburg. Peach Orchard Road. She said relatively large hail. She estimated around nickel size hail. Extremely difficult driving in the wind, and we do, I'm approaching that area now. We do still have small branches down here, quarter inch diameter and size approximately, but she did about 2 minutes ago report to me nickel sized hail.
And now, Peach Orchard Road between Youngsville and Lewisburg, nickel-sized hail, second-hand report.
Yes, sir, and I'm actually right now looking at a large limb that's down on a tree. We got some signs that have blown over. The storm looks like it's just passed through this area a couple of minutes ago because it's gotten dead calm, but I saw one large branch down.
And large branch, was it a pine tree, and damage to that branch?
No, sir, this was actually looked like a maple tree, and diameter's, I'd say approximately, inch and a half, 2 inches.
Okay, are you on Peach Orchard Road yourself?
I'm approaching there. Right now I'm on Mays Crossroad.
Mays Crossroad, and what county is that in?
This is Franklin County. Actually, we have several large limbs down. Where I'm approaching now, at least 2-3 inches in diameter, and we've got police and EMS up here on, we've got a large tree down in the road. We've got police and EMS up here right now, large tree down in the road.
And I hate to ask you about, can you tell if it's a hardwood tree and approximate damage to that tree?
Yes, sir, it's definitely a hardwood tree. It looks like it's approximately, I would estimate, 4 feet wide, 3 to 4 feet wide.
Okay, and that's Mays Crossroad in Franklin County. Is that southern Franklin County?
Yes, sir, southern Franklin County, just a few miles north of Lewisburg, north of Youngsville, and we are near the intersection of Peach Orchard and Mays Crossroad.
Okay, appreciate that report. Good report. Near Peach Orchard and Mays Crossroad in southern Franklin County.
Yes, sir. And to add, the tree was actually uprooted, if that makes any difference.
Okay, appreciate that. WX4MMM.
Net Control, one addition from KI4ODO.
Go ahead, WX4MMM.
Okay, I think a while ago I mistakenly said EMS. I meant police and the fire department. No injuries of any kind that I can tell. So there was no EMS on the scene.
Possibly that tree that was uprooted, approximate height of that tree.
You said approximate height?
Yeah, it was like 30 feet, 40 feet high.
Yes, sir. It looked like a mature hardwood tree.
Okay, appreciate that update, WX4MMM.
And they are rerouting traffic on this road, so if anybody happens to be in this area, don't come down this road.
Okay, appreciate that update. Thanks a lot. It's a great report, WX4MMM.
L4CFY, Warren County, the Net Control.
Warren County Station, go ahead, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, I guess I got that right. Apologize if I didn't. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Foxtrot Yankee, Warren County, North Carolina. Well, there's any weather warnings in this area. We're getting an extreme lightning and real heavy downpours of rain, and it is almost night here.
No warnings at this time, but if you see some severe weather criteria reports, let me know. We're looking for hail, any signs of larger damage from high winds. So if you observe those conditions, please give me a holler. WX4MMM.
Okay, we'll be on standby here in KF4CFY in North Carolina. As I said, it's extremely sharp lightning and it's whatever. We'll wait on your report. KF4CFY in North Carolina, clear.
Okay, we got a severe thunderstorm warning going out for Vance for Western Warren County, KG4FTT, to 2 o'clock.
Okay, appreciate that. KF4CFY Norline, stand by.
This is WX4MMM, Central Sky, Skywarn again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Vance County and Western Warren County until 2 p.m. WX4MMM.
Thank you, sir. KF4CFY Norline.
Control, this is KI4ODO.
KI4ODO, go ahead.
Okay, sir, just got another report from my wife. I can't get to the subdivision right now because of the tree down. We've got some roof damage in our neighborhood, some vinyl siding off, some roof damage, a lot of debris in the neighborhood. Trampoline just got flicked up against our house, destroyed pretty much. And there is some roof damage, it appears to be. Secondhand report.
Again, that's at the intersection of Peach Orchard and Mays Crossroad.
Negative. This is further down on Peach Orchard, about 2 miles from that subdivision going north. The subdivision is Magnolia Ridge.
Magnolia Ridge, and again, that's just north of Youngsville.
Yes, sir.
And when you say roof damage, are there what, shingles blown off the roof or actually structural damage?
She, according to her, she phrased it as the gutter was ripped off and part of the supporting beam that holds the gutter was blown, and several shingles. And they said that there was possibly some damage to deck as far as I could tell, but as far as the roof damage, it looked like the seam on the edge of the roof.
Okay, keep us up to date. Appreciate that, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM.
Go ahead, NC4VA, WX4MMM.
If you need me to stand by and take any reports while you're calling in, just let me know. I'm available, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia, that'd be great. I've got some power issues over here as well, so I'll be back in just a minute. WX4MMM, turning that over to NC4VA.
Thank you, Bob. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any criteria, severe weather reports. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, which includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, three-quarters of an inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, any rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, near approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage.
NC4VA, KI4ODO.
KI4ODO, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, wanted to report a little more tree damage. We're at the intersection of Peach Orchard and Timberlake Road, just north of Youngsville. Right now we're on Peach Orchard Road. It was a snapped pine tree. Approximate diameter is 1 foot.
Okay, so it's a 12-inch diameter pine tree, and was that blown over?
No, ma'am, it was snapped.
Okay, a snapped 12-inch diameter pine tree. Closest intersection, Peach Orchard Road and Timberlake Drive.
It looks like Timberlake Road, and I'm actually in my subdivision right now. There's a lot of debris around. We've got a very, very large tree that's been uprooted here. Well, I say very large. The roots are very large. Pine tree, no, I'm sorry, hardwood tree, approximate diameter 2 feet.
Okay, hardwood tree, 2 foot in diameter, uprooted, and what's the location of that?
That is Magnolia Ridge Subdivision on Peach Orchard Road.
What's your closest cross street to that?
The closest main road would probably be Peach Orchard and Mays Crossroad.
Okay, I have that down. Anything else?
Yes, ma'am, we have a lot of lawn furniture, a mangled trampoline. I'm turning down another street here. Looks like a storage building has been toppled. Several signs of damage here.
The trampoline, is that the same one you reported to WX4MMM a few minutes ago, or is this a separate one?
That was the same one. I just pulled in the neighborhood to see for myself, and we've got another 12-inch pine tree down and a storage shed that was thrown into an adjacent yard.
Okay, and the storage building was thrown into an adjacent yard, and the trampoline was damaged. And what's the intersection on that?
That is in the subdivision of Magnolia Ridge.
And Peach Orchard Road, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And all of this is north of Youngsville?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm confirming what my wife had reported to me earlier. Limbs down. We've got some minor roof damage to my neighbor's house.
Has that been reported previously?
Yes, ma'am. That's a confirmation firsthand.
Okay, good deal. And if you had to guesstimate, how many miles north of Youngsville is that?
I would guesstimate probably five miles north.
Okay, good deal. I appreciate that. And any other reports?
No, ma'am. Just a lot of debris. It's kind of a mess out here right now. We do have another house that's got partial roof damage, so it looked like some pretty strong winds came through here.
Describe the partial roof damage. Does that mean shingles have been torn off, roof torn off?
No, ma'am. This is minor damage. It was a gutter ripped off of a second house, and the siding and part of the shingles right at the edge of the roof were torn.
Is that the same that you reported to Bob, too? I won't make that report if you've already reported that to him.
No, ma'am. This is a second report in the same neighborhood, and there are, shingles ripped off as well. I can see it now.
Okay, I'll make that report as well. And is that on Peach Orchard Road as well, or is there a different street address?
No, ma'am. We're stationary now, and this is all in the neighborhood.
Okay, what's the road?
Peach Orchard.
Okay, I've got it. I appreciate it very much, NC4VA.
You're doing a fine job as normal, Miss Virginia. KE4YHR, mobile.
Thank you, Jack. Drive safely, NC4VA.
KI4NQX.
KI4NQX, go ahead.
Hey, Virginia, I was just driving here near Fuquay, and I actually witnessed a transformer on a power pole explode into a ball of fire. I think there's some downed limbs that are interfering with the power lines out here, and I didn't know if you would like for me to report that or not.
Sure, go ahead. Transformer exploded. What's the location?
It's on Hilltop Road at the intersection with Johnston Pond Road in Fuquay, southern Wake County.
Hilltop Road and Johnston, repeat that again for me.
Sure, that's Hilltop Road and Johnston Pond Road.
And that was in Fuquay. And what time was that?
That was about 3 minutes ago. It was pretty scary, actually. The whole thing just exploded into a ball of fire. It was pretty loud.
Appreciate that. Did you notice any other damage, tree damage, wind damage, any other storm damage?
Yeah, there's a tree. There was a forked tree, and one half of it broke off from the other half and fell down. It was about 1.5 feet in diameter, about 20 feet tall.
Okay, so 1.5 foot diameter tree, 20 foot tall, it's broken half. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was one of those forked trees where it was forked real close to the ground and one half is laying down, the other half is still vertical. So it's kind of cracked in half and fell over.
I gotcha. I appreciate that. Anything else?
That's all for me. Thank you, KI4NQX.
Appreciate that report. NC4VA for Central Carolina Sky 1.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, Virginia, I'm back if you want to call that in.
Thanks, Bob. NC4VA, turning Skyward back over to WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, KG4FTT.
Hold that. WX4MMM, this is WX. We have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. Weather warning for Vance County has been canceled. The storm has moved east of the county. Thomas, go ahead. WX4MMM.
Do you feel comfortable going back to standby mode at this time?
Yeah. Thanks, Thomas, for having multiple reports. I'll return it back. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward. We have been in a directed mode, but situation has not quite as busy as it has been, so we're going back to standby mode. Repeater is free for normal amateur use, but please take longer breaks for Skyward traffic. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
Thank you, Bob. KG4FTT for ID only.
Station, real scratchy, go ahead, WX4MMM. Station, I can't copy your transmission. Now, if you can get to a better location or up your power, or if there's a station can relay your report. WX4MMM, Central County Sky Warning, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2 p.m. for Western Warren County. WX4MMM, standing by for a severe weather report.
WX4MMM, KG4FTT.
Thomas, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Did you notice that the National Weather Service has updated the watch? It's down to 12 counties now.
Okay, let me go take a look at that. Appreciate that, Thomas, WX4MMM.
KG4FTT.